Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
What a fantastic song. And I tell you what, it's absolutely amazing tonight. We've got so much energy flying around the place this evening. It's unbelievable. Now, speaking of energy, we've got a very special guest on this evening. But just before we bring him on, my name's John Sabin, and this is Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. Email John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. All the details are on the site as well for Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. Tonight, yes, we have got a special guest for this evening, so something a little bit different. And we're going to bring him on, actually. He's a bit of an energy reader, and I'm going to let him tell you all about himself. So we're going to say, good evening, John Sherry.
Good evening, John. It's another John. It's going to be an evening of Johns, I think, as well as good energy, yes?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, firstly, John, energy reading. Tell us, in fact, let's start right at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today.
How long have you got? Basically, I think the spiritual journey is a bit like a river, a stream that goes into the sea. When I was very young, 6 or 7, just saw in England we have a thing called the landing, which is kind of a hallway runs by the bedrooms at upstairs, and I used to see shapes and people at night, and was very scared, and my mum thought I was just a bad sleeper, and it kind of drifted away, and kind of waited 20 plus years really, and then the night my father died, I was 28 at the time, I thought I was having a heart attack at the exact moment he died, and luckily there was another lady there who confirmed it and saw the time on the screen on the car we were in, and found out he died at that moment. And that got me thinking, as his body left, his body was, the energy left his body and his spirit went on. It's like the love came to me. I felt it somewhere, and it got me thinking. And I honestly felt he was there the night that he died in my mum's house. I just thought he was there. And it got me on a journey of discovering more, and went and got into mediumship. Difficult, because I was working in the sports industry as a tennis coach, and it was very not the kind of thing to think about. And even today, some people think it's not the thing to talk about if you have, excuse me, to be offensive, a normal job. I managed to do spiritual mediumship and really got into it and delivered spiritual talks and did services and got mediumship work. Always thought something was missing, and then went into what we call the dark night of the soul, if you want to call it that, the kind of hole where my father had died, then my mum got cancer, then I lost my job in the tennis I was in, and everything went wrong. And then New Year's Eve 1999, I decided that this was a moment to end it all. Everything had gone wrong. Every single thing in my life had gone wrong. I had bank was about to have the house, girlfriend had gone, I had nothing. And the moment I decided I was going to end it all with a nice knife, because it'd be quick, literally something stirred in me, a light stirred in me, and I decided I needed to do something. I don't know what it was, but I thought I'm here for a reason. And I used to train people in Holland, and I went back on regular breaks there, and that's when we started working on experimenting on things. I think a lot of spiritual people will always say, well, how should I do my spirituality? Experiment is the word. Try things that work and do unusual things. Always ground yourself. Don't do crazy things like Ouija boards and stuff like that. But we experimented with things, and they used to give me pictures sealed in envelopes, and I would just read the energy of the person. I just seemed to be able to do it. It's like at that moment that light switched on, it seemed to switch on my ability to connect to people's energy and understand what their energy field was saying. And it's almost beyond psychic, if you see what I mean, when you can pick up on things. And it's something I've just developed and now use a combination of online with the most potent readings being obviously face-to-face and one-to-one. Because everything in this universe is energy, it just seems that that is my spiritual core gift, if you see what I mean. We've all got one.
Cool. Loads of questions. So with obviously the energy that you see, is this an energy that you see clairvoyantly, or do you physically see the energy around the person?
Well, most people would think energy of like an aura, a field of that. I've never, ever use that definition of it. I'm completely different, if you like. What I see is I look at you, and then I almost take the form of energy that you are, and I put it to the side of you so I can see it as if I'm seeing another person physically. Okay. And this energy isn't always, it's like everyone thinks it's a pulse of energy, like you're some kind of photon ball or something like that, a star. The form of your energy will always be relative to what you're putting out into the universe. So I've seen one person as a ball of thunder. I've seen another person as a woman on a horse. I've seen another person as a farmer. You know, the form of your energy is really what I can see and see you at the same time. It's like putting two people in front of me, you and your energy to the side of you.
Wow. Excellent. What about places, for instance? Obviously, you know, in the living room and stuff like that. How does that work with the energy that you see and you can read?
I think it's more a perception. I would say to everyone that they can read energy, and they'll say, "Oh, I don't know about that." Most people, I certainly don't know around the world, but in Britain, most people spend the most money in their life on their house, and they'll walk into a house and say, "Don't like this. Doesn't feel right. There's not the vibe for me. I don't get it." So often, that's the kind of thing that we're all something about either the owners before or something about the house doesn't work for them, and we all have that ability. To read that energy, just that we're used to kind of, most people are used to switching off their senses and switching on their brain and what the logical things to do. But and everywhere's different. You can go into certain towns and cities and the energy feels quite calm and it's a nice area, but others, it's completely different. So trust your instincts a lot of time. And can I just throw something into people? When the people talk about deja vu, I've been here before. No, that's more of an energy reminding you that this is a place that is there for you, that suits you in this moment, as if somehow you're meant to be there. It's not a I've been here before. It's that you've been very much meant to be here now. So we all can connect into energy. It's just that we all throw in our normal brain senses and mind and physical, and we just don't trust those finer senses.
Oh, I thought I'd lost you then for a second. It got a bit quiet.
No, I'm always here. Always here.
So feeling this energy and seeing this energy and feeling it, would you say that was like a feeling that you have with the energy as well as seeing it?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely a feeling. So what tends to come first really is a sense of the energy of the person and a sense of what I'm picking up. And then you kind of connect to that. Let's just say it's a bit like plugging yourself into a computer, if you like, you know, or plugging your microphone in like we've done, that you can see the screen. And when you plug it in, everything becomes available, the sound, the vision, the whole thing. And it's a bit like that. So, yes, it will start with a sense of the energy. And then kind of like opening doors, you go into it and then the room opens, if you like, and you see what's going on a little bit more. And the reason why that's brilliant, the way the spirit world do it, is that if I could just see into everyone straight away, I'd go crazy. I'd be, you know, bouncing off ceilings, and some people with the way of bad energy, I'd be like running for the nearest exit. You sense things, but until you really truly connect, you don't get into it deeply.
Okay, cool. And if we're like the because we're all energy and everything is energy, as we know, obviously you can incorporate that with the positive energy that you have and what you're putting out into the world, obviously to raise the vibration, because that's what the show's all about. You know, and passing it on, you know, with what we've talked about in previous shows. Passing positive energy onto other people, and you know, with the law of attraction, you send it out there, it's going to come back. You know,
absolutely. I mean, everyone talks about energy vampires, people who steal people's energy. So we know that people take energy, but we also know, therefore, we can give energy. And what I'd say is, if every person listening tonight was to think of the most positive person that they can think of, you know, that gives them good feelings, you know. Who is the most positive friend you've got, or person you know? Think of that. Who is the most generous person? Who is the person with the most laughter? You can remember these people, and you're drawn to them because of those things about them. And so, therefore, you can be this center of energy. And we know that we all move towards people that are positive and happy and bright, and we move away from the negative and the kind of down and critical people. So it's proof positive in people as much as in the universe as a whole.
Fantastic. Lovely. Well, it's really, really interesting to get a real in-depth, you know, and to get it out to the listeners as well, of, you know, something a little bit different on the energy side. So we do have some callers. I presume that it will still work over the phone and the energy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing, because I haven't done it before. Normally, you know, clients will talk to me beforehand, and I've kind of connected to their energy in advance. So, hey, we're at the leading edge of experimentation.
Fantastic. Let's go, because we do have a lady that's been holding off the line. In fact, this lovely lady, she's been hanging on for about 4 minutes before the show. So let's stick her on and say hello. Hello, madam. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you both for talking and taking the time.
That's all right. What's your name?
My name is Trish.
Trish. Hello, Trish. And whereabouts are you from, Trish?
I'm from Connecticut.
Connecticut. Lovely. And what's the weather like over there at the minute?
It's actually sunny and 50 degrees, which is highly unusual.
No way. That's
beautiful.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. John's on the line. Have a chat with him.
Yeah,
Trish,
John, I've been listening to you, and I guess I was wondering if you could tune into my energy and pick up anything.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's have a quick talk for a few minutes or a minute or two, because that always helps the vibrations share between us. And we can talk about anything, but let's talk about Connecticut, because I've had the joy of Harford. And and I had the joy in Harford in fall. So found it an absolutely stunning place. Are you anywhere near Harford? I know Connecticut's not the smallest state.
Yes, I'm in West Hartford.
Oh, okay. So there's a beautiful synergy with the universe, as they say, and that's a good thing. I would say your energy I'm picking up at the moment, I know it, people ring into these things with questions, but it's a sense at the moment of, should I stay or should I go, as if I've got a choices to make?
Well, it's funny. I'm doing a short-term move that is already – I don't have much choice in the matter – and I guess the only one that might apply to is a reconciliation with a relationship.
Okay, because it's very much the feeling of, when I say should I stay or should I go, it's as if you've been in something for a period of time, like a job that you were going to change after a while, or as you said, it could have been a community, or as you're saying, it could have been a relationship before. There's some kind of stronger hold on you before, but in some ways your instinct says you need to keep moving on, but as if you're kind of pulled back a little bit by emotions, heart, sentiments, memories or something like that. And so we've got a little, not battle going on, but you're a bit like a weighing scales at the moment. You're not settled on one course of action, though I sense you are leaning towards one way, really.
Yes. It's interesting, when you said job, that actually is another thing that's changing. My boss is leaving, and I may follow him.
Okay. Now, I'm sensing with your energy, instead of all of this being may, old relationship and job, I think that's more, it feels a little bit like will. When you said may, the energy there was, I think I've already decided for me. And maybe you're just looking for this final sign, this one thing that will say to you, this is definitely the show to me that I need to do what I feel is the right thing to do. And perhaps maybe it's just tonight, really, because I feel as though you're going a little bit into the unknown in both of these if you decide to move on. And normally, are you someone that's quite like to know a little bit what's happening, like to have a little bit of ground in front of you to know where you are?
Yeah, well, in this particular case, I normally would take a gamble or a chance a little quicker, but since I have I'm buying a home this year, I'm a little less of a gambler.
Yeah. Okay. And have you got any particular personal skills that you've got? For example, some people do a little project for fun that they could turn into a business. Is that, you know, I'm sensing there may be something in the background that you've got as an ability or a skill that you just see as a hobby for you, and you don't think, well, I don't know if that would work for me. Is there something else you've got skills with that you haven't done anything with?
No, there isn't. I'd love to do that. I just don't have anything at the moment.
Okay. So I think to explore looking at those areas for you, because you're coming into a new phase of change. Some people talk about growth. So that's when you really know where you're going. And then there's change where you've got to let go of a few things. And as that, I feel that's been happening for you over the last couple of years. You're having to kind of shed a few things and let go of a lot.
Yeah, I have. I've had a lot of different changes in all areas of my life.
Yeah, and so the first image I've got for you from your energy is a bit like a woman that's been walking a very long journey with lots of bags and things on her back, and she's just put them down, and she's a little bit exhausted by all of this toil it's taken out of her, and isn't really sure what to do, because would really like just a break from it all for a while before I start again, but I also know I need to get my head together to work out what to do next.
Great.
Yeah, and that's the phase you're in, which is this kind of wilderness of I need time, but I can't really take time. And actually, in these times, I've had that, because my famous story a few years ago I didn't mention is I was living in the south coast of England, and I came back to my hometown area because it just didn't work down there. And I was literally living in a friend's empty house. I'm not saying that will happen to you, but I had this year where I didn't know what was going to happen. And then the energy work's really begun to take off now. And my instinct said, just keep going, things will fall into place. And I think you just need to trust that instinct, because what you're being led to do is to let go of a lot of people and situations that aren't right for you. And are you, is this an area you were brought up in, Connecticut?
No, I was brought up in New York.
Okay, because I don't know if you still got contacts in New York or around there, because I'm being drawn to the fact that it could be almost time to look to restore some connections with people you knew from before, because there may be opportunities with there. I'm not saying you'll go live there, but it could be connections that will help you. The one thing to do right now, my energy really feels with you, is put things out. Do you keep a lot close to your chest generally?
I do.
Yeah, and so I don't really thinking. You know, I don't really want to say to people, well, this is where I am, and I need some, you know, what's next, or what advice, or anyone got any ideas. I think if there's trusted people, especially people you've known from the past, who can connect you to give you some insight in what to do. I think it's time to maybe open up a little bit, because I think there's opportunities out there for you. It's just that maybe in the past your opportunities have been ones you've known about. You know, you like to know if I can do X equals Y, and now we're in this zone of trusting a little bit more that these, you don't know about opportunities, but they can come to you. And can you look over your life in the past and see how many times opportunities kind of fell into your lap a little bit out of the blue?
I don't think that's happened that often.
Okay. I think if you kind of chart it, write it down on paper, you might. I didn't think that until I realized that, see, when I thought I was living in an empty house with friends, well, that was an opportunity that fell into my lap, because without it, I don't know where I would have been. So sometimes you might be surprised that actually there is a pattern going through your life if you kind of chart that, because there's something seems to be growing in your life. Something seems to be coming stronger in your life, whether you've got a spiritual desire or something like that. There seems to be something that's been living in your life for a number of years trying to get attention for you. And it might be that you need to see some kind of pattern that's developed that you might have closed your senses off to. I don't know whether you've got very strong spiritual interests, or is it just something that you're keen on or would like to know more about?
I've always had an interest. I've never developed it past that.
Yeah, and I'd say go and look at exploring some kind of spiritual abilities, because I think I see you as a I don't know, I talked about my story being a child and having these slight spiritual experiences and kind of denied them. So, and it wasn't until later I realized I'd had them. Did you have quite a few when you were a child and then denied them in some way?
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't remember having any. I mean, sure, I've had, you know, that typical what everyone has. I was just thinking of you when the phone rang, but nothing more than that.
Okay, well, that's where I was until I started to put things together. But I feel very strongly with your energy that there's something in a pattern of your life up to this point whereby there are opportunities for you based on if you notice these kind of join the dots, if you like, that's led through your life. Because the most important thing is, tell me about this job. You said your boss is going to be leaving. You're going to follow him. Do you really feel this is the right thing for you to do now? Like inside you, you think, yeah, this is the time. I don't know why, but it's the time.
Well, I was actually looking anyway, and so going with that, and the reason I came to my current company is because of him. So we have a great working relationship. So following him, you know, it's kind of, you know someone, you know who your boss is and someone you like and you work well with. It actually makes your job, that's half the battle.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true. Because I'm sensing also this is a time, a good time for you. This has happened for a reason right now. So there's opportunity. There will be opportunities for you. And are you someone that generally you're like to think things through quite a bit rather than, I'm not saying being instinctive, but you really like to maybe study things a little bit more to work out what's the right thing to do? You're not, I'm going to do that. You like to really get to know your options and choices?
Yes.
Yeah, and I sense that right now that's probably, in one sense, that's a good thing. But maybe don't think too hard. Try and trust more of your intuitive processes going on inside of you. Probably 90% of all of the clients I've had have had intuition to little things such as I knew I should have called that person and then I found out they were leaving town and never got to see them for a few years again or something like that. And they didn't trust their intuition. And I think right now your intuition has some answers for you, even if it's three or four things that might be the next thing to do, rather than logically thinking things through, because sometimes the mental choices in front of us are not obvious. So, you know, do you get any intuition on things to do? Like in your situation, give you a sense of what the next thing to do should be?
Well, in the case of my relationship, I have a strong pull to this person and we're very connected intuitively. And so I've been unable to let this go. And so either to me, I need more closure, or maybe we should try it again. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Normally, our first instinct is the one. I do a thing with clients on there called the first instinct exercise, and they take the five things that are necessarily going through their mind most, worrying about, thinking about, and to write down without thinking their first instinct, and then to put it away and leave it and come back to it in a week or two. And I think you should try that. Write down your first instincts straight away on the relationship, your work, maybe where you live, three or four things that are maybe dominating your thinking, and then leave it and go back to it a week later and see how it feels to you that way. Because often our instinct gets in and tells us the right course of action like a radar before the brain comes over with the logical, well, you must you do that, and that's safe, and that's the right thing to do. And the brain only knows information that it's collated over the years. Your intuition is more your radar. So try a first intuition exercise and then leave it and come back to it.
Okay, I will. That sounds like a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, because you are, and you know, I know it's easy to say this on phone-ins, but I sense a very genuine person. You're quite protective of yourself in terms of your heart and a little bit. You don't put it out there too much. Maybe from earlier years you've lost a bit of trust in people, so you keep yourself to yourself a little bit more, and you don't always put all your feelings out there. You like to slowly develop connections, if you see what I mean.
I do.
And so in a lot of ways this is good. Do you like animals? Is there a love of animals?
Like animals.
Yeah, I feel a real infinity with animals, as if somehow, you know, we're talking about spiritual gifts, as if you actually understand them, you know what they're feeling and sensing. So you do have quite an intuitive gift with animals and things. But really, you know, if I'm talking spiritual, John says he's raising the vibrations with love. You know, you've been so logical in your head for years. A lot of my clients have got TMT, that's too much thinking. It's a new disease I've developed. And they'll think through everything to the nth degree and go back to where they started and got nowhere. You know, I think your heart needs to lead a little bit more to do. Ask your intuitions to come from your heart and trust your heart a lot more. I think you've locked it away an awful lot. And I don't know in recent times whether it's hard to say these things, but whether or not you've done less exercise, ate more food. I feel as though you've covered up your heart a little bit more over the last number of years, and that maybe it's a good time now to open up a little bit. So trust your intuition, trust your heart a lot more, because you're such a genuine soul. Your heart, you've locked it away a little because it's been hurt, but actually your heart's a very genuine, loving thing. And I think it's better to be out there and find ways to start sharing a little bit of you in your heart with the world.
Okay, well, this is really interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, and I love your voice, by the way. It's such a nice, if there's anyone should be in some kind of doing audio tapes on spirituality, it's definitely yours, because the voice is fantastic.
You're such a flirt, aren't you?
I remember that.
The truth hurts, but also it loves. The truth loves. So it's got a lovely voice, and I think definitely builds upon that in a lot of ways. But yeah, hey, I'd love to just do the exercise, the intuition one, first instincts. Come back to us and let us know what happened with, you know, John and I would love to hear how you got on.
I will. Thank you both. I really appreciate this.
That's an absolute pleasure, Trish. Brilliant. Excellent. Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Trish, for calling in. And we hope you enjoy the rest of your day in your 50 degrees sun. So, have a fantastic time.
All right. You have a good day.
Take care. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. So, great caller there, Trish from Connecticut, and some amazing stuff there, John. I mean, that was really, really cool to listen to hear that just the way that you were explaining it as well. You can actually feel that you were getting right in there with her energy, and some of the stuff that some advice and stuff that she needs to do, also raising her vibration a little bit and giving her a little bit of confidence, a little bit of guidance. That was great.
Yeah, and obviously at this level you've got mainly just the vibrations of the voice, and she was being honest. You can tell one of the main things about vibrations when people speak is either being honest or not. You know, you can tell they want you to believe something, but she was very, very honest lady, and I think we all did a lot more listening to people as well. Mm-hmm. We were really listening. We pick up the honesty, the vibration of love or truth or whatever that's really coming from them.
Mm. Superb. How does it work? Does it work with your closing off? Do you close off at certain times, or you are always open to the energy, or do you have to open up at a certain time, or let everybody know how it works for you?
For me, I would say that everyone who works with spiritual gifts is always kind of connected anyway. For me, it's probably, I'm not saying more difficult because that's unfair on others, but because I'm work with energy and because everything is energy. And if you're working with spiritual work, it could be that you're out, in Sainsbury's and doing your shopping in the supermarket. You may not be connected to more spiritual entities, but energy's everywhere. So what I have to do is, it's only an exercise I gave myself when I want to connect and I really open up. So I'm basically really feeling and sensing the energy, which, because the world is energy, I generally only do that when I'm with clients or direct one-to-one, because otherwise you're a floodgate open. I see myself as a tree, and I see myself as the canopy and the kind of foliage opening up and allowing the sun to shine through it. And then when I want to shut down, so I'm still grounded, I see myself as it's come nighttime and I'm closing the canopy over and I'm still alive, but I'm just sleeping and hibernating and taking that break and that rest. And it's just a simple process that enables me to open up and close down without doing anything. And in my mind's eye, I can see it. I'm still kind of connected to the sky, if you like. I'm still grounded in the earth. Yeah. I'm just not open.
Okay. Excellent. Superb. Well, we've got some more callers, so let's go over and see who else we've got online. Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Stacey and I'm from Florida.
Hi, Stacey from Florida. Welcome. My name's John.
Hi.
We've got John Sherry on the line. And he's, as you probably heard, he's an energy reader, and you've been listening to the kind of things that he does. So I'll hand you over to John.
Okay,
Stacey, good evening, but it's good afternoon, I think, or good lunchtime, isn't it, in Florida?
No, it's 5 p.m.
5 p.m., okay. And so I'm picking up a lot of energy. Are you a bit of a hard-working girl at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm picking up an energy of someone that's like almost like running two or three jobs or got just everything going crazy and everything at the moment. Is that true? You got too much going on?
Yeah, you pegged it right.
Yeah, and it's almost like I've got so much going on, it never seems to change, as if I keep going around. It's Groundhog Day all the time. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I sense for you, you're tired, not just tired of the energy you're putting out in these projects, but you're tired of life being the same again and again and again and again, yeah?
Correct, yeah.
Absolutely. And also a feeling that there's not a lot of support around you with people.
Right.
As if whether there's one person in particular doesn't really appreciate what you do and see the work or the efforts you put in, or they're just so into themselves that they're not really supporting you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And very much, you know, it's something that you want to change. I think you're quite a positive person, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I really sense that you're tired of this, but do you have a faith? Are you a religious person as well?
Yes,
because as I'm picking up your energy, I feel as though I got a bit of divine energy coming in, that in a way I can see you almost, you know, I don't want to put it on radio here, but you pray a lot.
Yep, I
can see you praying and saying, you know, I know that I have to bear this and this is the work I have to do, but when will it change for me? Am I going to get this benefit? And, you know, will something come my way? And I think recently you had a bit of a bad knock. I don't know whether something changed you, whether financially something wasn't so good, or you lost something financially, or it's going to affect the change that's going to be make things a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying that, well, I understand this, but this has been going on for a long time. Have you been doing any studies or trying to fit studying something?
I'm trying to fit it in.
Yeah, and this is a good thing, because I feel the energy with this is it's hard, but this is almost like your outlet. This is like a future. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's not just a little course to like do how to make cakes or, you know, how to do perfect brownies. It's actually a study for a career or an option. Very much the answer is that this is the thing for you. Have you got a younger person around you that drains a lot of your time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like this person needs a lot of attention and a lot of your energy. And I think they're also a little bit, they're attached to you in terms of they're a bit clingy. They need emotionally, need to be felt good all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's taking your energy. But certainly, I would say to you that this course shines bright as I see the energy. It's going to, is it one of these courses that will take either a number of modules or a number of years to do?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you're not exactly halfway up it. You're fairly near the start, are you?
Right.
So there's a way to go. But this is definitely the thing to do for you. And sometimes we say to people, look, this is going to be easy, and if you do that, it's great. I can't say to you it's not going to be easy straight away because you've got
right.
to do this course. But I'm seeing someone showing me 3 years. But I don't know if there's in 3 years you'd pass a course or there's an exam or a level you get to. But they're saying in 3 years, 3 years' time, this level, this is when things will change for you. I see the energy a lot brighter. Are you looking also maybe to move homes or relocate to a better area?
Yes, I am.
And the energy of this is saying in 3 years' time, this is what you can do. Man, you got it all going on there, haven't you, Stacey? Because I see the car might need some work as well. You know,
I'm saying
mm-hmm. I'm like, the car needs upgrading as well, don't I? You know, this thing's got kind of saying to me, this thing's coughing all the time at me and say, I'm tired as well here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly that in 3 years' time, if you put your head down and as you say, trust in the Lord and keep believing, these vibrations can grow for you. I don't know what this is, but I can see you in some very, very smart uniform or some very smart attire. Does this kind of give you some kind of, not position of power, but something in terms of the way society would see you because you've got this uniform that goes with it?
Right. That's true.
Yeah, and I like you in this. It looks good. You've got a name badge, so you're going to be a powerful girl, you know. You're not going to be president of the United States, are you? No? Okay. But it's something like this is good for you. And so I won't lie, the energy, you've got to put the time into this a lot.
Right.
To try and find time for it, but it's going to be worth it for you. And also they're going to put a little bit kind of spark back in your life. I'm seeing you very much like, do you really love getting your hair done?
Do I what? I'm sorry?
Do you love getting your hair done, having a nice hairstyle?
Yes.
Because I can see the hair not being as good as I really want it at the moment. And that's the thing that's making me annoyed.
Yeah.
I really want my hair to be nice, and it's not. Mm-hmm. And I think in a few years' time, you can definitely become, you know, you look better. I don't know. I'm picking up whether this course you're studying or whatever is, I'm seeing something to do with legal. So it's going to benefit you legally as well?
Yes.
Okay. So I see a legal benefit, and I see, if you like, a real step up into another zone of a lot more income. In other words, in some ways, it'll really solve a lot of my problems. Because it's like, I don't know, 3-5 years ago, your life took a bit of a U-turn.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been fighting since to try and get back on the path.
Right.
But this is definitely the path to take. And do you get the chance to go to church?
Not as I want to.
Not as you want to. I'm just aware that there is, I don't know, each church has, in England we call them priests and we call them vicars. But is there a pastor at this church that you would like to go to more often?
Yeah.
I think talk to this pastor, because he very much somehow I sense is a connection who will really, really help you. And also, you're very inspired by hearing words and people talk, and, you know, it lifts you inside, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think go and listen, if you can, to some of his speeches and some of his addresses. I really feel as though he's got a message for you right now, as if I'm being told for your faith in God, that God's got a message through him that's going to keep you going. And get you somewhere. And I don't know what happened last Christmas, whether it wasn't very good, because someone's mm-hmm. saying to me, well, next Christmas, we're going to change that around for you. Okay? But,
right.
You know, it's a harder time it's been recently, the hardest recently, but there's a brighter light shining. You finish this course, girl, and you're going to be in a better position. So I can't lie, it's 3 years, but 3 years out of your life for the rest
you're right.
of your life. You
yeah,
know, you'll
right.
do it. I know you'll do it. You've got that little glint in your eye, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
So, great. You keep going.
I will. Thank you.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, Stacey, thank you very much for calling in. And we hope you had some good stuff there from John. And,
yeah.
Well done
good
to John
again.
Good
stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the best. That's what we like.
Yeah.
So keep in touch with the show. We'd love to hear from you.
We're on
pretty much every week on a Sunday and a Wednesday. But for everybody that's listening as well, we're not here next Sunday. We're on this Wednesday, sorry, but we're not on next Sunday for a couple of weeks because we're off on holiday. But Stacey, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Enjoy
the rest of your day.
Well, right, bless Stacey.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. Excellent. So yeah, another fantastic reading, John. Little bit about, because I know you do, tell us a little bit about how people can get you on Facebook, because you have another page, don't you, which is John's Messages.
Well, I have two. John's Messages is just my kind of, I don't know how you'd describe that. It was just my fun way of putting out some different messages. On Facebook, I am John Sherry Energy, effectively. That's my public figure page.
Okay.
But a lot of that is really, when I get a chance to update it, is very much energy and spiritual-based stuff. But I've always been into also personal development and self-improvement because, as you said rightly earlier, it's positive energy. But I wouldn't class it as energy stuff per se to people. So I just did the John's Messages because I like just to pop out a little few words, and the videos are about a minute long. I create my own little, you know, tiles with the quotes on. And it's just something that gives me a good vibe as much as anything else. And hopefully that transfers to people. But mainly I am John Sherry Energy, and of course my website's theenergyreader.com. Well, it wouldn't be anything else, would it, really?
Nah. Superb, fantastic. So yeah, we've still got some more callers, so we'll go over to another caller and say hello there. Good evening, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Mike and I am in sunny California.
Mike in sunny California. Sounds a bit windy there as well, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm out in this park with the dog, and I will cover my earpiece with my hand to kind of make it more clear. Sorry.
That's okay. Well, yeah.
The wind just picked up.
Yeah. That was me doing that, what was.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Fantastic. I'll hand you over to John, Mike.
Mike, how are you, sir?
Fantastic.
Brilliant. As soon as you came in, I thought, this guy's an energy guy anyway. I mean, this subject must be something that's very familiar to you.
Yeah, we kind of have a similar story in the sense of, you know, when I was in the dark place, I kind of went to meditation, and then everything kind of started to open up.
Cool, yeah, because I'm picking up with you that this guy, if he doesn't do it, should be already doing his own stuff, like me, in California. You know, wherever it is you do, you need to develop some kind of skill. Either you've not quite got it yet, or in somehow you've been looking around to find the right way of getting your own niche for something, because I see you researching or trying to work out, how do I put that out, or how do I get it right?
Yeah, and at times I'm my own worst critic.
Yeah, and also with you, there is this element of every time you think you've got something good, which you have, you kind of wait as if you want someone else to tell you it's right. Yeah?
Yep.
And so I'm going to tell you what you need to be doing. You've got it right. You just need to get it out there and start sharing your vibe, because it sounds like you've had this for a good while and you're waiting for the good Lord to come knock on your door, walk you in and say, here's the business I bought you. Get out there, because you're really good at connecting with people, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think you just need to get that voice, that positive energy of yours, and start talking to people and put a few sessions together. What kind of area of work? I'm keen to know what this area of work is, that this idea, this ability you've got. What is it? Come on, share with me.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've been in the banking industry, commercial finance, investment, and then all of a sudden this happened. You know, and I'm just like, so I'm pretty linear. And then when this started to happen, I started out, an old boss of mine's mom is an amazing healer. And she told me, she's like, you know what, since you've been meditating, why don't you just try automatic writing? So I did. And of course, being a dude, I don't read the directions. And I got messed with by a low lying energy for several months until we got it figured out, cleared it all. And then I kind of started to go to a development class. There's mediumship there, really highly intuitive, empathic, and I've started to play a little bit more with the automatic writing, and it seems like messages really flow from the automatic writing like it hadn't before.
Yeah, because I feel at the moment that everything's kind of quickened, speeded up, and the reason you're talking so quick to you, and that's me as well, hey, we're like that, but also because it's coming through quick and fast and so on. So you need to find a way of saying to spiritual friends, God, can we slow this down? I need to get it on paper. There's a lot of good stuff coming, but a lot of it's happening so fast you can't get it down. And you need to find a ways of getting things done. Tell me, are you able to pick up things that are happening in the world as well? Does that come through?
You know, I haven't really tapped into that. But, you know, again, like the first caller, like when things just fall into your lap, you know, I made a move from the Midwest to Arizona, seamless. My family was just like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, it's working. And then same thing with the move in California. I mean, it's just like boom, boom, boom. And so with my own synchronicities and things like that, and going with the feeling, like you were talking earlier, it's just, I mean, like walking into a house. It's like, oh, this feels right. Let's do this. Let's go. Move. It's right, because otherwise you'd be getting an icky feeling and so forth. So I haven't really started. I haven't even thought about tapping into like world events.
I would think it's more that that'll come to you if you open up and start writing things down. And my advice would be, and I think John, feel free to jump in here as well in terms of your spiritual mediumship, is try and, if you can, dedicate specific times where you say to your spirit friends, right, Wednesday night, 9 till 10, or whatever time would suit you, I'm going to be here. This is our time together. Protect yourself, as you said, before you sit down, and spend time with a dedicated desire to get this to come through you. Because if it's coming through you at random times, it's too scattered. You need to be a flow channel for it and say, right, let's do this. And then you're going to start finding more things are going to start coming through for you. My view also is, how do you turn that into writing for clients? Maybe your mediumship skills will come through automatic writing instead of it being a reading where I'm picking up things spiritually. You might be able to write things down for people that come through, but you need to dedicate specific times to working with them one-on-one.
That's it, exactly. It's like you need to get a little bit of control over those times, of when you work. For us as mediums, if I'm tutoring anybody to develop, we will do like the opening process. Just like John said, very similar. You need to sit down, say to them, yeah, between this time and that time. But what I tend to do is when I go to a service, the spirit usually know beforehand when you're going to work. You know, I'll go through the opening process of opening myself up to spirit, and they know automatically, right, that's when he's ready to work. However, I do say to them, you know, if there is any point that they need to come in with an emergency, they're more than welcome to come in and do that. But they you know, they know that I have my strict times that I'm ready to work, and you know, that's how I sort of help people develop as well, so they can get that bit of control over them, not control over them, but a bit of control of how and when they come in. So yeah.
But Mike, is this something you're happy to do? You know, is this aligned with something you're really interested in going with?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be 46 in May. This all started to go down at 40. I don't have the story that most have, that they saw things when they were young or anything like that. I mean, I look back and see some synchronicities throughout my life and going, huh, that's interesting. So it was just kind of like, you know, again, I like beer, I like gate, watch sports, you know, some chicken wings, you know, I'm a regular dude. And and this kind of all happened, and I was just like, huh, all right. And it's the funny thing is, you know, with this, and it's really interesting because I haven't come out of a spiritual closet, but there's occasionally I'll kind of, you know, all of a sudden I'll be talking to a woman that I perceive way out of my league, and I'll just kind of drop it, like, and then I'm awful. But like, oh, and of course the next thing is, you know, give me a reading, and then it's like, yeah, we're not playing this. you're not using this to pick up hot chicks.
Yeah, well, don't forget, you're kind of crossing two worlds. I said when I was in tennis first, you don't mention that to people. Yeah, but if it's the right thing for you to do, all I'd say, you know, women closure is, there's a whole new set of women out there who like spirituality as well. So don't worry. There's a lot of loving souls out there, male and female. It's just that feeling, that trusting to go where you need to go with it. And if you want to embrace it, I think you won't just have probably one woman sitting with you at a table. You might have a few. So, you know, if you're happy to go with that and feel it's a direction, I sense it's a good direction for you. And I pick up a kind of excitement with you with this. I think it's quite an exciting thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because I just had a second interview with a sales position for, you know, a large .com here in California. And the interview was kind of, 50-50. And I kind of said, I'm just kind of bartending and things like that on the side, because you can make great money as that as well. Yeah. So I was just kind of going, if I don't get this, so I'm going to look at it as a sign that I continue with the service industry and focus on this a lot more, because there's a lot of time available for that. So I kind of put it in that position. So I guess we'll find out midweek.
Yeah, John's always said that he just trusts what's in front of him. And if you're aligned with who you feel you should be, you're letting go of what used to be. New things will come in. That's almost a guarantee. Nature and the universe abhor a vacuum. If you resonate and vibrate as this spiritual person, you watch your world change, basically. So I'm really pleased that it's great that you've got this faith and trust in it. And, you know, and tell me, you said you were out with a dog, yeah? Yeah, is your dog quite spiritual as well? I got this real feeling that you've got a bundle of energy right down by your feet.
Absolutely. She's about 6 feet, just kind of laying in the grass right now. And, I mean, I almost believe it's a kind of like a soul connection with her when I adopted her when she was 6 weeks old. And it's, I mean, she's literally helped me just as much as, me rescuing her.
Okay, and the only thing I'll pick up with you to finish here is, I don't know any links, I don't know much about religion, but I feel as though there's some connection where you can have with Zen Buddhism. I think there's some kind of deeper, profound kind of stillness which will help you. If that comes your way, workshops, opportunity to attend something, there's a sign one day you're walking through and someone says, hey, come to this Zen Buddhist retreat for a few days. I'd go with it.
Well, the area of California that I'm in Ojai, California, is an amazing spiritual little area, and I'm ecstatic to be here.
Brilliant. It sounds like you're in the perfect place.
Wonderful. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
God bless you. Enjoy the journey.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Mike. Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for calling in. Just a quick one before you go. Listening to some of your experiences and stuff that you've had, very similar to stuff that I've been through as well. Back when I started mine, pretty much when I was 40, the first 40 years of my life were all experiences. And now, once I've got into my sort of spiritual side of things, you'll find that people will come your way as well, that will be going through certain things that you've been through for you to help them. So you've worn the T-shirt, you've done the experience, and you'll be able to help them with how you did it and give them, you know, advice and guidance of how you came out with it and out the other side. And also, somebody was telling me as well about writing down your experiences that you're having and that you've been through in like a little bit of a blog, but for yourself, in a pad or a book of some sort, because they may come in handy for you later on.
Wonderful. Thank you for the advice.
All right. No problem at all. You enjoy the rest of your day, Mike, and thanks very much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, some great experiences there with Mike. And, you know, he had his awakening, you know, at the age of 40, and he's still going through it as well. You know, there's a lot of people out in the world at this moment in time that are awakening to all different kinds of gifts, you know, that they have inside them already. Yeah, you were rightly, you know, with everything that you said there, John, with him to move forward. But yeah, absolutely fantastic. So in the world at the minute, we have got quite a few more callers. I'm going to try to get those if we can in a couple of minutes. Because I know when you feel the energy of what's around you at this time. So, for example, where you're sat at the minute, if you were going to do your little energy reading, what kind of things would you be feeling at this moment in time for sort of on a general basis for everybody?
Well, certainly the world at the moment, everyone's talking about spiritually the awakening. And I think there's a lot of people. Mike came into the exact example of that, is that some people had childhood experiences, but some people have never had anything, and suddenly their world's changing. So the awakening's happening. But what's that showing in the world is, I mean, I don't know if you're like me, I don't really watch news and such because it really is just an advert for bad. But it seems as though we're heading into a clearer, crisper, more caring times as more spiritual people get activated. The negative forces on Earth that are affecting people who have just got into negative energy and being affected by it are obviously seeing this and feeling it, and they're trying to hit back, and they're trying to find a way of having their power. And it's been played out. To me, often religion is very much a spiritual thing, because a lot of people, and I'm not putting down religion because we're talking about this in the negative sense that people use religion in war. When they're in a negative energy, they use religion as a war reason, because they feel they're doing it for the right reason. They feel as though that they're being inspired to do this and it's for their God. And so we get a lot of negative energy kind of wells up in that sense. So we've got all these little pockets of war going on, but we've also got things like, for example, lesbians, gays, transgenders becoming more encapsulated, accepted in society, quite rightly people be able to marry. You know, you can see in society the more loving elements are starting to come out. And so these negative elements don't like it. And, you know, it's almost like the 1960s when flower power came along. It was when it first touched the earth, that energy. People didn't really know what to do with it. So they expressed it in a physical way, which was, well, let's all make love together, you know. Now we're expressing it in a spiritual way, and to the negative spiritual, turn it into religion, and we've got to fight for our space, and we've got to affect the earth, and so on. And all it means, there's a lot of negativity out there because people are believing that everyone's a terrorist and everyone's this, and really I've never seen so much love out there. So where I am in the world is a lot of integration with a lot of happy souls. And I'd say to people, just believe that we have turned a corner, and I'd say we turned a corner probably 3 or 4 years ago at least.
Yes, very much so, very much so. And especially with the way about the internet being absolutely perfect, you know, that spirit come in and they're using the internet to go right across the other side of the world to spread, you know, this positivity, the positive energy, the love, raising the vibration, raising the consciousness, you know, right across the globe, which is fantastic. Okay. So we're going to go over to our next caller. Let's find out who we've got there. Good evening. Hello, what's your name and where are you from?
Yes, thank you. My name is Mary. I'm calling from sunny South Florida. Hi, John.
Hello, how are
Mary,
you?
Mary, good evening.
Okay, so Mary, I'm going to hand you over to John. Yeah, have fun.
Sunny South Florida. It sounds beautiful already, basically.
At the moment. Yes, I am considering possibly having to downsize. My financial situation has really gotten bad right now. I was hoping to move out of my complex, but it looks like I won't be able to afford the expenses, and there is a smaller place. I'm just wondering if this is going to work out, come about, or what you feel around this situation.
Okay, I think the situation itself probably revolves around you. And what I mean by that is that I think you're quite a powerful person. And I think that if you decide it will work, it will work. I mean, are you quite a strong person in your will about what you think in life is right or wrong?
Well, I am. There's some things that I'm not happy with going on around me, but, like I
meant
say,
in general, as a personality, are you fairly, you're fairly strong-willed and a determined person?
Yes. Yeah,
you are the center of the energy around you. So where you're moving to will work for you if you believe it will. Because I sense where you move to, you believed something would work where you are now or would happen in the long run that never did.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got this very strong belief system. Is this place you're moving to and downsize, is it somewhere that or an area or something that you don't quite like, or is it further away from where you'd like to be?
Well, I had a preference on which apartment I wanted. There was one next to it that was is being remodeled a lot better, and it's really nice on the corner. But I'm told that that will be that rent will be raised much higher. So that is not the one being offered to me. There will be some improvements to it, but not to the extent I would prefer. That would be the only thing. And I would get some help within my complex. It would be some help from management to move items that I couldn't move outside of the complex if I move further away. So it saves me some money, not a great deal, but I'm looking for any option right now because I'm just kind of really hitting a sour note when it comes to financial improvement.
Okay. I mean, money obviously is a vibration itself. It's a vibration of love. That's John's show, of course. But tell me, is there an issue somewhere in family? Has there been some kind of disconnect with people?
There has been because they've had serious illness in the family. A number of my family members have had serious illness. So we haven't been really that close, and they're not where I live. They're further away from me.
Because I feel that whether this connected at the same time to when your financial problems began to appear, as if this kind of disconnect of love, if you see what I mean, also was when the money, the word we use for money around the world in the market is currency, and currency is energy. And most money is normally a gift, a thanks for our services. It's a value for who we are. It's the love of life. And I feel that, I don't know whether you noticed that as these people in the last few years had their problems, is that when your money problems began to appear?
No, theirs didn't have anything to do with mine at all.
No, I meant just at the same time, rather than even if they're not even connected with, as you disconnected from that family because of things going on in their life, is that when your money on yours, nothing to do with them, began to become harder to find?
No, I don't really see the correlation too much between the two of them, no.
Because on the energy level, money is energy, it's love, and I think what I'm thinking about is where you want to go to next will work if you love where it is you want to go to in some way. If you're going to look at somewhere and see it as it's not very good, I'm missing this or missing that, or that's not there, it probably won't be a move that will work out so well. So you've got to move to the one that you would love to go to within reason. Obviously, I'd love to live in a 10-bedroom mansion. That because that will be the one that will work, where the energy will be better surrounding it, and the money around it will suffice. But tell me, you talked about two options. Is there a third option? Someone's giving me a third option. They're saying there is a third one.
I'm not aware of it yet, unless someone would leave another apartment. The only one I was given knowledge of about a month ago was one that people are moving out of at the end of this month. I would have to make a decision. And the other one that I told them I prefer is getting a major upgrade, and that's the one I told him I had a preference to, but he said no, that one would not be an option for me. I keep hoping it would change, but
yeah, I've got a third option. I definitely feel a surprise third option coming in, and just hold on to the type of property you want and how much you're going to love that kind of property, because you're quite a powerful person in the things you believe and you exude a strong energy. So it's time to really believe that this option's there. And it's going to work.
Would that be in the same complex or outside?
I think it's nearby. No, I think it's nearby. No, I'm getting nearby, so I don't know the size of your complex, but I'm getting nearby. And I said, the word I said there, I was given, was surprise, as if you didn't realize that it could have been made available. So it might be even.
Could it be a better one? Could it be something
better? I think it will suit you down to the ground, we say in the UK. In other words, it will be perfect for you. I don't know about size, but something about it will feel right for you. It's a lot lighter. So just keep believing in the type of property you want. Don't name the specific one, just that vibration of that's the one you want. And because you're such a strong energy, I think you'll draw it to you.
Oh, that sounds really good. Okay.
And then another one, come back on the show and send some pictures and let us know all about it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, John.
God bless you. And I'm sure it'll go okay for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Keep smiling. Okay. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bless you, Mary. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Another fantastic call there. So I'm just trying to think of another question for you, John. and it's just all gone a bit blank for a second.
A lot of people always ask about, well, how do I start using energy? So people would say, I'm interested in the subject, but how does energy work? How do we do that? And how can I, and a lot of people talk about law of attraction. It's kind of, it is similar to that in a lot of ways. If you think about it, we all kind of vibrate energy at a certain rate. If we go scientific, energy attracts or pulls away from something, it pushes it away. Think of a black hole, which can pull everything in. Think of our sun. It's what our life, isn't it? We're surrounded by the sun. We're moving towards it. So you can do little experiments on energy, basically to help you. So first thing I say to people is you've got the eyes, insight, intuition, instinct. Okay? So if you're going to go out, let's say it's a weekend, you've got a Saturday free, you're not sure what you want to do, sit down for a few minutes and just kind of get in touch with your inner self, not your head, and just feel on the instinct of what you should do. And go with instinct for a day and see where you end up. It might say go to the nearest town. It might say go and have a swim. It might say, read a book in the park. Just go with that and see where it leads you, because energy is like a radar. It draws us towards it. And so that's where most people will start using energy, because the energy of something for you is kind of gradually pulling you towards it. And that's just a very easy thing you can do. That's how I started.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Right, we do have another couple of callers. We've got about 25 minutes left. We'll see if we can get through these last three. Let's go and find out who's on the line. Good evening and welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Laura and I'm in New Jersey.
Hello, Laura from New Jersey. Welcome to the show. I'm going to hand you over to John Sherry, the energy reader.
Laura, good day, New Jersey. And another state I've been to, so it's a nice state. I was going to say, how are you today, though? Because I feel a bit of a heaviness with you.
I guess,
and I've been heavy. I mean, like something's kind of been dragging you down for a while.
Yeah, I want to move forward with my career and getting a house.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I think I'm going to be able to move forward, something happens and
a lot of closed doors for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I put an offer on a house, and they had agreed to close in April, and then they changed their minds and one closed in March, so I need to close in April. And I'm just wondering if you see that happening or if there's something else coming my way.
Okay. Certainly I sense that this move is good for you. In whatever you're doing, you wanted to move from where you are. That's a good thing. And I would say, I don't know what date in April, but my lights are lighting up on like May. So I think if there's a way you can delay from April to May, that could be that May will find something better for you, because I do also sense that there's new doors opening for you in May. I don't know whether you're chasing a new area at work or you've put in for some kind of change of department or change of role.
Okay, well, that's a possibility. I'm working on a contract right now. I do contract work. So okay. I'm not sure if you're picking up whether or not I'm going to stay at this company or if I'm going to be moving into another role at another
company. I got sideways. So whether it's another department, which is one of the first things I said, another department, whether something becomes more permanent there, or this company may own another branch or another company you can work to, I feel there's like a sideways move. It's just as if something's got to shift in you first. I don't know if there's a belief system. Are you constantly sensing that, you know, when things don't work, do you say things like, it always happens to me? Or there seems to be some kind of block within you as a little bit of a belief that seems to be blocking these doorways as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. I tend to always believe that it doesn't work out for me.
Yeah, and I think that's what the universe is closing doors, because it can open loads when you believe that things will work. If you really believe that you'll sell the house, if you believe you'll get the job, if you believe it'll happen, you're almost quite a powerful person again, and you just need to put out more of what you believe rather on the positive than what you don't believe. So I do see a good home for you there. I see April into May as a chance for a better employment situation. The other thing is, have you not put your CV? I don't know how they do it in the States. We can put CVs into companies for work. But have you not put your CV up a level? It's as if there's a block in you, a refusal to want to think about going up. You know, could you upgrade your level of thought of what you can achieve work-wise?
I could. The thing is, I've been doing consulting work for so long that I have a belief that because I've done so many short-term contracts that my resume doesn't look appealing for a long-term position.
See, that's a block again. So I challenge a lot of my clients who are in business. Straight away, you've put the block in there. You could say, yes, I will. And straight away, you put the energy back down and said, well, I can't, and I've done that. And so you are now telling employees, by the way you came across there, that there's no point in employing me at a higher level. You just got to step up your language. So we talked earlier about ways to improve your energy. Number one, energy improvement, is to change the words you use to define you. I'm going to do it. It's going to work. It's going to be successful. I'm going to try. That was what I did before. I'm now going to get something permanent. Really start to work on your language and your belief systems. Exercise I do for people, put on your wall somewhere where you can put a poster or something, blank piece of paper, write 30 really strong words like successful, abundant, wonderful, powerful. And I want you to use 3 or 4 or 5 of those every day in the words you speak. And let's see if we can change the energy around you.
Okay, I will.
And you're going to blow this out of the water.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
It'll work. Come on. Lift those vibes, babe. Lift those vibes. Come on.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, Laura, thank you very much for calling in. John, that was in what we call a term of manifesting and manifesting your own energy in a way. That would be, wouldn't it?
It would, but people think manifesting is just like, think about it and there it is. You've got to be this ball of energy, and it starts with communication and the way we think and believe and the words we use. So, you know, we start it off. We're a radio station. Your blog station was on Vibrating Love. Everyone's a radio station. So if you're going to want rock music, you go to rock. If you want classical, you go to classical. So whatever you want to be, you've got to pop that out and broadcast it.
Brilliant. Okay, Laura, thank you very much for calling in. Lovely to hear from you. Keep in touch with the show and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So we've got about 20 minutes left, and we've got another couple of callers. We're going to go over to 564 in just a moment. So, John, with the with yourself and your energy, and with places and stuff as well, do you do like balancing the energy that's around you in a place?
No, I generally don't. My own personal beliefs are the energy of the place. The universe is a natural flowing system. So for me, the energy in the place would be as it's meant to be. I know people who are mediums will go into houses where there's negative energy and they're requested to come in and clear residual energy. But that's more spiritual. There may be a spiritual entity or a spiritual person there. But if, let's say, for example, there's an area of a particular city where the energy is negative, I wouldn't even look to rebalance that, because that's something that that community may need to understand and uplift itself. And those people living there are there for that reason. Okay. So I would never take away what the universe has decided, because the universe moves in natural laws. What is what must be. And it's not for me to determine that it should be taken away, because there could be something for the greater mankind while people are learning about that. Otherwise, the whole planet would have people going around cleaning everything and we'd be perfect and suddenly, you know. So no, not unless invited to come into someone's home to look at the energy. It needs to be an invitation thing.
Okay, brilliant, superb. Let's go over to our next caller. Hello, good evening. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Kulilani and I'm calling from Omaha. I'm open to any messages. Spirit that you guys have.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'll hand you over to John.
Hi there, you right? Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, so you're a bit lost at the moment. I think there's a little bit kind of, I feel a lot of emotion with you.
Okay.
And I'm a bit kind of, I feel you're flat, and that there's like around you as if, there's not a positive space around you at the moment. Is life quite a tough kind of role at the moment?
I think I was born into that, but if you were to, referring to my love life, I kind of go perpendicular with that.
Okay, maybe.
Kind of flat, confused, just not really going anywhere. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, so maybe it's that one area where things are a little bit hard and flat and so on. And because, you know, it's almost like you're losing... I won't say the will, but it's like, what's the point sometimes with a lot of people? And I think, you know, you don't have to say too much on radio and so on, but there's a feeling as though that you may be self-attacking yourself, like, you know, you start to turn it again from other people to, there must be something that's not right with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an easy, in whatever way we do that, it's not going to help you. So I feel as though there's a period over the last... not very long, but a period where whatever you do has been more damaging to you than other people have been to you in terms of emotionally. And I think emotionally, therefore, that means that you've taken the balance away from people who have not been loving and the right thing, into maybe making yourself not be a lovable person. And, you know, you need to rebalance that and, you know, try to see yourself more the energy of you've got a lot to give and a lot to offer. And that's really the space you're in at the moment. It'll begin to close in if we don't just, like, it's about you and how you feel about you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's the next thing for you. If you can feel good about you, I think some of the people who you, if you like, attracted to you were people that, because you didn't feel good about you, you attracted people who didn't feel good about you either, and didn't quite respect you and see you for who you were. But that's a journey with energy. We start with ourselves. When we are feeling good about ourselves, we bring those kind of people into our lives. So I think that's the next steps. I'm not saying it's easy, because I've been at the lowest point, but to accept that I could be a nice person that's worth proper love starts with me appreciating myself.
Yes, I agree.
So what I sense is a lot of sadness with you with things that have happened, but I also think there's enough... you know, you're a bit of a, I feel you're a bit of a girl with this, and enough darn things worth special about me that I'm going to change this. And I think you've got that will and that determination, and you've got You know, you've got a heart of gold, but it's just got upset a few times. But don't let anyone take that away from you, but don't let it be taken away from yourself. You know, keep control of your own heart. It's too precious to lose. And just keep saying to yourself every day that you're worth it, you're valuable. You know, let's have a bit of self-love going on here. Can't be a bit of self-love, can you?
Yes, I agree.
So I think we need to get you smiling again and happy, and just, you're worth it. Just keep reminding that you're worth it, and start doing a few more things for you, things that make you happy for you. I think you've done a lot of things for people to make other people happy, and it's not worked because they've just used it. Now let's get back to you doing some things for you and get a more pleasurable vibe. You're worth it for you, first of all, and then everyone else is going to say, that girl's worth it. So let, you know, do something for you today.
Thank you.
God bless you. And you'll get there, and I think you'll be smiling soon.
Thank you, and bless you guys too. Take care.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Take care. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Fantastic. So, yeah, time is getting on a little bit now. We've got a message here. Thank you. Wish you had a good week, and we'll tune in again. Thank you very much, Fountainhead. Enjoy the rest of your evening. So, yeah, there was a little bit more there on self stuff as well, and self-love. And a lot of people struggle with that as well, don't they? You know, they do struggle to have that little bit of self-love. And get themselves back up to 100%, you know, and it is vital, isn't it, John?
Yeah, one of the things I learned is that with self-love, we talk about self-love, we talk about it's the inner stuff, really. Your whole world outside you reflects what's inside you. If you look at people who are celebrities, but let's say I'm perceiving when I look at certain celebrities, let's say Beyonce, because everyone knows that, forget how successful she is financially, she seems very happy with herself. And so really her outside world kind of reflects that. We see this really happy personality, is very creative, do great dances. But then we see people walking down the street who are very unhappy with who they are, and they've got their shoulders down and everything looks dark around them. So we are our own sunshine. We can create that for ourselves. We got to start that with, as I said, finding something for ourselves that we love to do, something that we love about ourselves. We don't have to change the world straight away, but we have to understand that we're all worthy of our own love. And if we're, and so, you know, we do so much for other people, and it's just sometimes you got to just do a little bit more for you, because you are worth it more than anyone else.
That's right. And that category as well in itself falls into one of the universal laws of, you know, law of attraction, you know, and the cause and effect, and quite a few of the other universal laws that are out there as well.
Yeah, I think number one universal law is when love is present, most of all, other things can't be. So if love is present, you can't have hate, and you can't have anger, and you can't have, you know, jealousy and so on. So the more we have love for ourselves, the more around us will match that.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. Okay, let's go over to our next caller and say hello. Hello, good evening. How are you?
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you, sir? All right.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What's your name, sir, and whereabouts in the world are you tonight?
Yes, sir. My name is Raj, and today I'm calling for my job. I'm looking for a job. My old job is gone, so I'm looking.
Okay.
Where can I find my new job, and how soon, and what kind of job will be?
Okay, bless you.
A few questions there, Raj. Just a few, Raj. Raj, you sound like a very genuine man. I think one of the things I sense with you is, do you know a lot of people?
Do you know a lot of people?
Yes, as in people in your community, shopkeepers, you know, just people around you. Do you know quite a lot of people?
Not really, but yeah, I work in a kind of a job where I interact with people a lot, yeah.
Okay, because I'm really sensing with you that your next role will come from your connections with talking to people. You know, most people go online and apply for jobs and go and look at jobs in centres of towns for where people need things. I think if anyone can get a role that suits them, it's you, in terms of talking to people that you know about what roles are out there. Because I think a lot of people buy into you. They, you know, people like you for your personality. You strike me as a genuine, hard, trustworthy worker who's not had the opportunity to show it. But to do that, I think you need to change the way you might get out there and start talking to lots of people and friends and have you heard about this and going around and just being human with someone, because you're a really nice human.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense to me, yes.
Yeah, I don't think you need to worry too much about where should this job be, as in should it be in a call centre, or should it be in a shop, or should it be as it working as a labourer or something. It's more putting out you as a person and talking to people on a one-to-one. I think people would really connect to you as a person, as a soul. But the only other thing I feel with your energy is I need a little bit more confidence from you. You're a little bit quiet sometimes, and you need to be a little bit more confident. Instead of saying, you know, hello, I know you. Have you got any job opportunities? Do any friends? You say, hi, I'm Raj. You know, I'm really looking to see. I want to go into the next big thing for my career, looking for great opportunities. You know, I want to try and get that confidence vibe of it. You know, is confidence being the thing for you?
Hello?
Hello? Is confidence being the thing for you?
Yeah.
I think that's going to help you. So you need to get in front of that mirror and talk to the mirror and say, you know, I'm Raj, and, you know, really put some of your heart and some energy into your talking to people if you can.
Okay. How soon do you think it will come to me?
I would say, where are we from Easter in the UK? I think in the next 6 weeks you may be able to secure a position. I think you'll secure a temporary one that becomes permanent. But you need to get out now and start talking to people. Forget your confidence and go really talk to as many people as you know, because I think they'll start to be more impressed with this approach. And I think by Easter time, the end of March, I see you in a temporary one that can go into a full-time one. But really have some confidence. Really believe in yourself. You're going to get the job. You know you are, and you're going to go and talk to people.
Okay. Very good.
God bless you and good luck, and I know you can do it. So just tell yourself, John says, I know I can do it. I can do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well done. Take care.
Right. Fantastic. Take care, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye. Excellent. So, all the calls, you know, everything's completely different tonight, which is lovely. Some fantastic messages. We've got about 7 minutes left on the show. So, John, again, just remind everybody where they can get hold of you.
Most direct route, theenergyreader.com. What I didn't mention is I have a YouTube channel. You can go to theenergyreader.com. I post once a month the energy for the month. So what is the energy affecting the world for each month? What is the theme of that energy? In other words, what overall message has the energy got? And also what the highs and lows are, when is the energy strong in the month, when is it lower, and really how to use the energy to benefit in our lives and how not to use it, if you see what I mean. So it's a monthly thing. So if you want something free on just the overall energies, you can see that on YouTube, or you can see it on my website, and also the details of what I do. And, of course, both Twitter and Facebook, I'm on both of them. So, you know, I'm taking over the world.
Excellent. Superb. I've got another question for you then as well. Oh, yeah. Do you find that, obviously, from month to month, that you get like a pattern? Do you ever get like a story that goes from sort of January, February, March and onwards? Or is there, do you find like you may get a pattern between sort of a couple of the different months and such?
Yeah. Energy isn't like... it's now March the 1st, so energy from February, it's gone, it's completely different. The theme may be similar with a very slight alteration on it. So if you look at the back end of last year, we kind of went into a little bit of a period where we started to look at our lives, reevaluate our lives, see what wasn't right, began to renegotiate what was right for us, and now we're coming into... February, it's been very much like we're coming out of hibernation again. The energy for February was resurfacing. So we're coming back out of a long period. We want to make things right. We want to better. But it takes time. So often you get mini pockets of 1 month, the energy just hits the high. But most of the time, the pattern is, you know, many months overall, gradually, slowly changing. Energy wouldn't work if it changes in an instant. Without, you know, the world would just blow up if energy kept changing so quick. So you're right, there has to be a flow to it. And a flow isn't something that happens from day to day. It's much longer than that.
Cool. And if when you do your energy readings and you look back at the video and you think to yourself, oh, do you know what? That's actually happening with me right now as well. Or is it just like a I don't know, general thing that goes out there? Do you ever look at your videos and think, yeah, that's me right now. That's, say, next month, for example, that's not me, but I know that that's for everybody else and stuff.
Well, yeah, I think you know, as a spiritual worker, half the time we teach what we most need to know ourselves. But I always say, when I connect into the energy for the month, I make sure I say to my friends, spiritual guides, wherever I get the energy from, can you make sure this is not personal for me? You know, a friend of mine was an astrologer in Britain, quite well-known one, and she said, it's always hard to interpret your own star sign because you sometimes you want it to be better than it is. So I try very much to look at it individual from as opposed to what I need. And the example being, I think, the energy for December, I didn't want that to be the energy for December for me, but that was the energy for December. So it's nice to know that I'd got it right overall. But yeah, that's always the test because we're human and our mind and emotions can begin to get involved. We're not pure spiritual beings in the sense that we've got a physical body and a physical mind. And, you know, it does sometimes creep in now and again.
Oh, cool. Do you ever find, are there certain, like, from last year to this year, for example, if would you have a rough idea of a pocket of energy that was coming in and you think, oh, that would be a good time for me to do X, Y, Z?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look on YouTube, I always do the year energy forecast as well. So I've done the 2016 ones. And of course, there are pockets of energy that will be looking, you know, very good at certain times of the year. And so having had that, if you like, that heads up, sometimes you can do that. But don't forget, life also goes on for us. So it could be that even I would want to take advantage of a certain month. But with living in the physical world and other people around us with their own lives crashing into ours, sometimes, you know, you can't do everything you want. But yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure astrologers do the same. They identify certain months where things are good. But I think people should go and look at the forecast for the year and each month and see how it fits their life, because we all vibrate different, don't we? So therefore, you've got to look at it and see how it applies to you.
Fantastic. Well, John, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. So for everybody that's listening, John Sherry, the Energy Reader, you can get him at theenergyreader.com. You can also get him on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and don't forget the YouTube channel as well, and to get those yearly and monthly energy forecasts, because I suppose, yeah, they are a forecast in a way, aren't they, John?
They are a forecast at the end of the day, because they're given in advance. They have to be a forecast. I'd love to say they were spiritual energy truth, but maybe not. But
fantastic. Well, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
No, thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you for everyone calling in and spreading the vibe. Great show, John. Long may it continue. Certainly lives up to his name, raising the vibration with love. Wonderful.
Brilliant. Thanks again, John.
Take care.
So, well done, and yeah, an awesome evening there with John Sherry, the Energy Reader. As he says, you can get him on energyreader.com. We've literally just got a minute left to go here tonight. So don't forget, we're back again on Wednesday night at 9:30, which is GMT, UK time. 9:30 to 9:45 we normally get on. Again, for another fantastic show, we take calls and we help people raise the vibration. That's what it's all about on this show. We will be having other guests over the coming months to the show, and we'd love to hear from you guys as well. Questions, you know, anything that you need to, whether it's a spiritual question or any of our guests that come on. And we will have some different guests as well, a bit like John that does about the energy reading. So don't forget, we're on Wednesday, but we're away for about a week and a half after that, and then we'll be back again. My name's John Sabin. This is Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk, email John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. You guys have a fantastic day. Enjoy the rest of your evening wherever you are in the world. Thank you very much for tuning in. We will speak to you again soon. Thanks very much and good afternoon. Mm-hmm.